At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Safety FM, changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods. Even though it seems like it's been an eternity since the last time you and I got to hang out together, it's really only been a week. And I sometimes sit around and think about some of these things that we're going to come up with in regards of topic of conversation to sit back and talk about and take a look at what the hell is going on inside of the industry. And I'm always wondering and pondering, what are you seeing? What is going on within your organization? What is going on with your friends, with your colleagues, with the people that you interact with, and what are they seeing? Now, listen, yesterday I got to hang out with someone for about a half an hour or so, and we were having a conversation on how all of a sudden people are starting to think that hop is becoming mainstream. And I kind of sat back for a moment and chuckled. Hop is becoming mainstream. And I almost look at it and I go, how can a subject matter that's been around for about 30 years be something that's becoming mainstream? It might be more in the vernacular of safety professionals, but would I say mainstream? I would probably still have to sit back and say no. I would say still about 15% of all safety professionals that are out there are using this methodology of safety. And I almost do the hard swallow when I say that, because it's one of those weird things of, really, is it a methodology of safety, or is it a change on how you look at things is maybe the better way of taking a look around on what is going on? No, seriously, I really think about this all the time. And not that it's important on what we call things. Sometimes I think it's super important to talk about things that are going on within the organization and how we look at them, opposed to, hey, this needs to be named this before we can proceed on. Because that just seems kind of silly. Like, if I told you that this is what this means, doesn't that kind of put a stop to everything? And that's always been one of those difficult parts of what we get to talk about, is once you have a definition and a meaning, then people don't put a lot more thought process into what is going on. So let's talk for a moment today. When you hear the term HOP, or human and organizational performance, do you still think that it is something that is mostly used compared to behavior-based safety? And we could go into this whole thing about, hey, yes, titles are important or not, but that's neither here nor there. But why is it important if it is becoming mainstream? Why is it important if it's becoming part of the vernacular inside of organizations? And this is where things get weird. And I can only compare it to this simplicity, this small thing to talk about. Think about you having a favorite band. And at this point in time in life, when you were listening to this band, no one else really knew about this band. In some point of view, we could say that this was your band because no one else really knew about it. And all of a sudden, the band puts out another album and the album becomes extremely popular. And now more and more people are knowing about it. Do you feel that they're no longer your band? Do you feel more that it is everyone's band because now more people are knowing about it? And do you kind of look at it and go, well, I don't really want part to do with them because now they're quote unquote a sellout? I only ask these things because it becomes very interesting when we start talking about this is on how things change. And I bring up the whole thing about the band because HOP has been around for some time. I actually was able to take a look at a letter yesterday from one of the originators of hop. And it's interesting that this person did not become popular when the scene hit, but he was one of the people that was way behind the scenes doing the things to make sure that it got out into the world. Now, he did not become as popular as the Shane Bushes, the Todd Conklins, the Tony Washeras out there in the world, but he was definitely one of the hands that had a big portion of the play of it being able to go out to the general public. And listen, it's never been super important in regards of who did what. I don't think that that's the important portion here. The important portion here is really sitting back and talking about how do these things apply within your organization and how you can get them to work. So as we sit here and talk today, just for a brief moment or so, how do you look at this? Is hop mainstream? And if it is it something that you're willing to use within your organization? And if you're sitting back right now and going, I have no idea what you're talking about, I don't know what hop is, well, maybe that's a different conversation altogether. Think about that today. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.